friends, and this is Talk with Audrey. Now, as you know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and you know I also think that every month should be Breast Cancer Awareness Month because I believe that you should always think about taking care of yourself. As you know also, the Susan G. Komen 3-Day for the Cure, presented by Energizer, is also in full swing, and that is a 60-mile journey for thousands of women and men who really want to make a personal difference in the fight against breast cancer, but you got to train for that. And so I have joining me fitness expert Denise Austin to share some great tips about how to jumpstart a great fall fitness program and begin training for a cause. Welcome to Talk with Audrey.
Oh, thank you, Audrey. Everybody could get out walking and make a difference in your body as well as helping a great cause. And really, walking with purpose has a big, big challenge for everybody. You really want to make sure you get out there and walk each and every day to feel good about yourself.
Well, 60 miles is a long walk.
Oh, yes. So we've started already 3-day walks all over the country. And if you log on to 3day.org, you can find out if they're coming to your city. And the key thing is to get in shape for it now. So I tell everybody, walking every day for about 30 minutes would really get your weight down, help your heart. Great way to prevent so many different types of cancers, to keep that weight down and walk for fitness. And you will feel a difference. You'll start to feel energy for the day. And I truly believe that walking is one of the fastest ways to get in shape.
So how do we start a walking program, Denise?
Well, you just get out and walk. Your goal is to start, I tell everybody, to start 10 minutes a day. Everybody, you know, has at our different fitness levels. So if you haven't exercised in years, just 10 minutes a day in the morning, maybe do 10 minutes in the evening when you get back from work if you're out there working, or 10 minutes at lunchtime. So anytime you have 10 minutes, get out and walk, and you will notice a big difference in your weight. It will come off. Also, you'll feel better. You'll feel energized. Every time you walk for 10 minutes, you can really almost do a mile, depending on how fast you're walking. So we also have a great way to motivate people is to find a friend. That's another great motivator. Find someone that you could walk and talk with. That's what I do with my girlfriends and with my sisters. It's just a little easier, to get through the walk. And also, you're talking and enjoying. That's how I keep up with all my girlfriends and find out how their lives are going with our kids and everything.
So just get out and walk, but you can take it easy. I mean, it's not a race, it's a walk.
Right. This is a 3-day race for the cure. It's a walk for the cure, really. And it is, you do about 20 miles a day. So if you're planning to do it, you know, it's a good idea to get in shape for it, get a good pair of walking shoes, make sure, you know, you train a little for it on a regular basis, at least 4 days a week you should walk. I'm a big believer in just using a pedometer every day. Everyone could use one because it really tells you how many steps you make in a day. And your goal, everyone's goal each day, is to do 10,000 steps. That's a lot. So you have to know, like today, oh my gosh, I better get going. I got, you know, 4 more thousand to go. So it's a great motivating factor. It's a vehicle to motivate you. I even got them for my kids and my 2 teenage daughters. They were competing against each other. So every evening, they're like, okay, what did you get? And the other one got a little less, so she kept running around the house trying to, you know, pick up the pace. So it's just a fun way to gauge how many steps you're truly making in a day.
You know, I have a question. Before you walk, should you eat? Should you hydrate? And if you do eat, what should you eat?
Well, it depends what time of day, but you never want to walk on a very full stomach, but you do need something in your tummy because you need a little protein, a little carbohydrates. You know, a banana is always something good to eat. Some peanut butter on a wheat bread is good. Any type of a huge meal, but you really do need something in your tummy. I'm a big believer, of course, water. Water is the key to 8 glasses a day to really get yourself hydrated, to have energy, and to feel good. Water is wonderful.
And how about any thoughts for those people who would say, well, you know, tomorrow's another day. I don't really feel like it today. I'll go tomorrow instead.
Well, I always always tell people just do wake up 10 minutes early and just get 10 minutes in. 10 minutes is a wonderful way to kind of get you on a routine. And it also gives you the chance to say, oh, my God, I could do 10 minutes. You could even do stretches for 10 minutes. Tone and tighten up your tummy. Some sips, some push-ups, anything, yoga. 10 minutes to wake up and get 10 minutes in. You'll feel so great and energized for the day. And it gives you the right mindset for the day, too.
And exercise is a cumulative effect.
It definitely is. That's why when you're out there for a 30-minute walk, your metabolism stays revved up to 4 hours after you're done. That's why you lose weight through exercise. Don't worry about how many calories you're burning at that time, but think about how many calories you're going to burn in a course of that day because your metabolism got revved up through that walk.
So it's just important to get up and do it. Just
That's
take
right.
the time. Give the time to yourself each and every day.
You deserve it. You deserve to feel good. You deserve to really take good care of yourself. And if you're involved in the 3-day Walk for the Cure, you're doing something good for others too. And it's such a great cause at a time that is you need a purpose in life. You know, it's so great. My best friend got breast cancer, and I went through everything with her. She had a double mastectomy, and it means so much to me to be out here promoting some great cause, but at the same time, I know I'm helping people, you know, get out there and walk, but at the same time, helping them realize they're doing something good for all of us women, you know, who are affected with breast cancer.
And hopefully by beginning an exercise regimen, they're lowering their own risk as well.
Yes.
That's a good thing all the
Prevention
way
Prevention is the key.
It is indeed. It is indeed.
Yes.
So where can people go for more information?
Well, if you're interested to do this 3-day for the cure, log on to the3day.org. The3day.org and learn in what city, when it's coming. Some are coming, you know, there's registration open now. So if you get involved now, you kind of have a purpose. You're going to, you know, feel great. And if you just want to help the cause, log on to facebook.com/EnergizerBunny and become a fan, and we will donate. Energizer Bunny will donate to the Susan G. Komen.
All right. Terrific. Thank you so much, guys. Get up.
You,
get out.
You can
Start
do it.
Start walking now.
Yes.
Thanks so much
thank
for joining
you,
me.
Audrey.
My pleasure.
Stay fit and healthy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.